WTAW News Time is 6:06. It's 47 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by Douglas Nissan, home of the nice guys. See what you could be saving at Douglas Nissan off Highway 6 in College Station or visit homeoftheniceguys.com. Good morning, I'm Patrick Zeinert. For those interested in the Union Pacific Railroad's plan to build a parallel track along Welborn Road south of College Station, you may want to attend a public hearing this evening. County officials just announced there will be a presentation that would close railroad crossings at Stroud Road and Wade Road and build a new crossing and traffic signal at Welborn and Greens Prairie Trail. The public hearing starts this evening at 5:30 at the Brazos Center. The Bryan City Council has directed the fire department to study the impact of requiring commercial building owners to install and maintain fire alarms that are monitored by alarm companies. Councilman Mike Sutherland called for the additional protection following last year's fatality fire at the Knights of Columbus Hall.
So if we can fix this in any kind of way, that's what I want done. And as long as I'm up here, I'm going to try to get it done.
Mayor Jason Bielski unsuccessfully sought for the study to also include homes. Fire Chief Randy McGregor and Fire Marshal Mark McFerrin expressed concerns to the cost of property owners. If you're making plans to watch the west side of Kyle Field go down, there's a map where you can and can't park and gather. You can download the map from the Texas A&M Transportation Services on our website, WTAW.com. A&M system officials have not revealed the specific time of the implosion on the 21st, but surrounding roads will be closed that morning from 5 until noon, and the system is reminding anyone with a drone not to fly it over the stadium. Recent arrests by College Station police involve a drunk driving, a hit and run, and the seizure of a large amount of illegal drugs.
A College Station man's accused of drunk driving and a hit and run in Northgate, where a witness was struck trying to stop the offender. The victim, a 26-year-old man, did not require medical treatment at the scene. He told College Station police he was taking pictures of a car that was damaged by a small SUV and was waving at the driver to stop when he was knocked down and run over his face and back. With the assistance of other witnesses, the driver was stopped in Bryan on Brookshire Drive. According to the arrest report, 21-year-old Joel Reynolds said he was headed home. Officers determined Reynolds lived in the area of Welborn and William D. Fitch, which was the opposite direction of where he was stopped. Reynolds is out of jail after posting bond. A Bryan woman was arrested on two sets of drug charges. 50-year-old Lori Dillon's accused of being one of two women selling meth out of a motel room at the College Station Howard Johnson's 4 months ago. According to the arrest report, $14,000 of meth was found behind the toilet. Dillon's also being held for violating probation from a case in August of last year involving a personal use quantity of drugs. Bill Oliver, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Congressman Bill Flores of Bryan has achieved one of his goals since he was first elected. That's his appointment to the House Energy and Commerce Committee.
And it has a huge breadth of responsibility over things that are important in the United States economy. Energy's bit one. Telecommunications is another one. Healthcare. We also have jurisdiction on the EPA. And I'm looking forward to my role as being responsible for trying to get the EPA reined back in.
Flores is one of four Republicans from Texas on that committee. No rain and cool, but average temperatures encourage thousands to crowd Texas Avenue for Sunday's BCS Christmas Parade. Thanks to the more than 100 injuries, the grand prize winner was the Brazos County Sheriff's Office. The judge's award went to Holy Cross Lutheran Church, and the award of excellence went to Mathnasium. Online at WTAW.com is a list of all the category winners. WTAW News Time is 6:09. It's 47 degrees. This look at news brought to you by Douglas Nissan. We'll have more news coming up at 6:30 or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Zeinert, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Is it time to consider replacing your business copier, fax, or printer? Are you in a long-term lease but need a more reliable service provider? Call CTWP, a locally owned, award-winning imaging solutions company serving Texas businesses for over 30 years. CTWP carries a full line of digital, black and white, and color multifunctional imaging systems from the very best equipment manufacturers. Call CTWP at 979-779-2998 or visit us on the web at ctwp.com.
All right, here we go. Let's get the week started. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you this morning by Anchor Foundation Repair. Fix your foundation the right way with the Brazos Valley's leaders in foundation repair. For over 29 years, go to anchorfoundationrepair.net.
Any cloudiness will eventually give way to some sunshine. Temperatures today up to about 60 to 65. It'll be clear overnight, lows near 45. High pressure settles in for tomorrow and for Wednesday. Abundant sunshine tomorrow, highs will be up to 65. It'll be clear tomorrow night, lows will be 45 to 50. Wednesday looks to be relatively sunny. Temperatures on Wednesday close to 65 degrees. We'll see more sun Thursday. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Kevin O'Connor. We'll take a look at your sports here in just a little bit with the high school football report. Aggie football going bowling. We'll have the bowl championship series that's now all lined out as well, plus A&M hoops, A&M soccer, A&M swimming, and whatever we can fit in between now and then. We'll cover it all for you at about 6:50.
What could be better for the holiday season than a rather disturbing video that's going viral showing a woman in lingerie making music by slapping her body with a raw fish? I mean, heck yeah.
I've seen it.
Well,
it showed
of the two I work with, I'm kind of surprised you're the one.
It showed up. It showed up on one of the threads that I was looking at.
Oh, and you just had to click on it.
When they said that a woman was playing her body with raw meat, yes, I did.
It's called Meat Beat. Features the scantily clad lady rhythmically smacking herself with raw fish and sausages and crab and steak and salami and other foods. Video was created by a group called Death Collective and has earned over 1 million views so far. One YouTube user said it's a vegetarian feminist nightmare. How many
now
of those
I have to
are,
watch it.
Now, see? Yeah, how many of those are out there? So I just figured that was a perfect tie-in for us to start the week. Oh, not safe for work, by the way. Well, there's no way to start with the boss leaning over your cubicle going,
I mean, about that
salmonella.
But I mean, if she started this way, does she have any, Kevin, did you look to see, does she have other videos out there?
No, after about 10 seconds, it was more than I needed.
No.
It was.
How long was the clip, do you know?
No, I don't.
Okay.
It literally was, the curiosity was pretty well solved.
So you feel so much better that you didn't watch the entire five minutes of it or whatever.
Yeah, no.
Yeah, okay.
Once I saw a raw fish and what looked to be a cube steak, I was like, okay, I'm good.
What kind of fish was it? Do you know?
No.
Okay, I mean, flounder, carp, perch?
It was small. It looked kind of like a perch.
Okay.
Oh.
Was it skin?
Oh, for the love of Mike. I didn't expect the Spanish Inquisition.
Nobody expects the Spanish Inquisition.
Okay. That's what I get for not being here for the pre-show meeting.
Yeah, like that.
Yeah. Really, yeah, all the time. Somebody's listening this morning saying, did you just hear that song they played? It sounded like they said something like,
it's gonna be a good morning.
Like what? Well, like somebody walking around in women's underwear.
Oh, yeah. MisheardLyrics.com.
Yeah.
Info.
Well, wait a minute.
I blew it. I was having a discussion with one of our other sports people.
We don't have time for that. We got a show to do here.
Then other sports people.
Yeah. Really?
What are they doing here this early?
Yeah.
Well, he works on one of the other stations up here.
Oh, okay.
Wow. So you're lying.
I'm not. Say something, Keith.
Good morning, Scott.
Hallmark Cleaners understands you make an investment in your clothes, so they don't cut corners when it comes to your dry cleaning. Hallmark Cleaners provides quality processing at competitive pricing. They have three VCS locations, South College Avenue, Rockberry Road at Highway 6, and Welburn Road next to Chicken Express, as well as one in Navasota. Experience great convenience with Hallmark's drive-thru and same-day in-by-9, out-after-5 service. Hallmark Cleaners, the Brazos Valley's trusted dry cleaning, laundry, and alteration service for over 20 years.
6:15, News Talk 1620, WTAW. Perfect tie into our listener call to say they want to thank us for the image that we've given them to start the day.
You're very welcome.
And theater of the mind.
They'll get to keep it. And it actually ties in very nicely because this is National Handwashing Awareness Week. When you shake hands with someone just for a moment today, just hold up just for a second and think, where's that been? Get that finger out of your ear. You don't know where that finger's been. It's Green Monday, which I don't know.
Is this tree-hugging Green Monday wear a green sweater Green Monday?
I didn't wear green today, so I guess I'm not celebrating. It's National Brownie Day, so now we're conflicted. It's greenie and brownie both. That's kind of fun. Take it in the ear day. What does that mean? and pretend to be a time traveler.
What?
Well, I don't know. I'll find out.
Yeah, so it's like Doctor Who Day then?
Yeah, something like that.
Anyone do birthdays now?
Hello.
I said, do you want to do birthdays now? I didn't hear
anything. Well, then Keith came in and hijacked my show.
So Keith is ruining everyone's show.
Yeah.
Keith, go away.
We'll return the favor.
I'm hijacking the show today.
Thank you.
Ian Somerhalder, 36 years old from Vampire Diaries. Dominic Monaghan, 38 years old from Lord of the Rings. Terry Hatcher is aging gracefully at 50. Dwight Howard from the Houston Rockets is 29. Nicki Minaj is 32. Ingrid Michaelson, who's a singer also, is 35. Sinead O'Connor, who's just weird, 48.
Oh, excuse me. Are we going to talk about that? We got another one who's just weird as well, but go ahead.
Ann Coulter, celebrating her birthday.
Some people think she's weird.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure. She's 53. Kim Basinger, or Bassinger, depending on who you talk to, 61. And Greg Allman from the Allman Brothers, 67 today.
Did you miss Nicki Minaj?
No, I got it.
Well, you didn't stop to say she's weird?
Well, that's just kind of, that goes without saying, really.
She's just, wow. Man.
Yeah, she's an odd duck.
She's a rich odd duck. But nonetheless.
St. Joseph knows that early detection of breast cancer saves lives. That's why they're offering a limited number of free mammograms to anyone who can't afford one, but only through December 31st. So don't wait. Call 979-776-5999 to see if you qualify.
Now, here's the morning Sean Hannity update.
All right, so the death of Eric Garner is a shame. Didn't have to happen if it wasn't for the stupid, idiotic government laws in New York. You know, buying a pack of cigarettes in New York City costs, you know, $12-$14 a pack. And this is because of outrageous taxes. The government, state, city gets about $6 a pack every pack sold. Now, additionally, the laws related to the sale of cigarettes, they're even more strident than if you smoke marijuana on a street corner. Then you only get a simple summons. And in the case of Garner, while he's confronted, he was arrested 9 times. What for? Selling untaxed Lucy cigarettes. It's illegal. Why is this even an issue? Because of government greed. Why do they arrest people that sell untaxed cigarettes? It deprives the government of their precious taxes. Anyway, that confrontation was caused by a bad law. Is anyone going to look at the government in this case at all?
Join Sean later today, right here on the Sean Hannity Show.
Sean Hannity, weekdays at 2 on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
All right, this Christmas, I'll be spending as much time as I can with my family. So if you find yourself out shopping, now is the time to pick up the Wits and Wagers party game. Now, I talk about it all the time because my wife and kids and my extended family, we all love it. We can't stop playing it. And if you give it as a gift this Christmas, I promise you, you're going to be somebody's hero. It's like no other game you've ever played. And as soon as you start playing, the best part is everyone turns off their electronics, gathers around the table. The next thing you know, the room is filled with cheers and laughter. Now, if you know anybody that has kids or loves to just get together with friends, well, you've got to give them this gift for Christmas. It creates memories. It's called the Wits and Wagers Party Game. Lock that name in. Remember it while you're out shopping, the Wits and Wagers Party Game. Oh, and if you find yourself at Target this week, it's on sale for $19. It's the most clever game you'll ever play. Wits and Wagers Party Game. And now is the best time to get it because it's on sale at Target.
Hallmark Cleaners understands you make an investment in your clothes, so they don't cut corners when it comes to your dry cleaning. Hallmark Cleaners provides quality processing at competitive pricing. They have 3 VCS locations, South College Avenue, Rockberry Road at Highway 6, and Welburn Road next to Chicken Express, as well as one in Navasota. Experience great convenience with Hallmark's drive-thru and same-day in-by-9, out-after-5 service. Hallmark Cleaners, the Brazos Valley's trusted dry cleaning, laundry, and alteration service for over 20 years.
You want good TV and high-speed internet. Everyone does. The satellite professionals at Starfire can take care of both. Starfire is the only dealer in the Brazos Valley to offer DirecTV and Dish Network for your TV viewing and Exceed and Hughes for high-speed internet. If you're looking for great TV and high-speed internet at the best possible price available anywhere, call Starfire today. Starfire, 279-2788. 279-2788. Starfire, serving the Brazos Valley since 1984. Call Starfire today.
Drivers are getting a big break. This is the Dow Jones Money Report. I'm Jeff Bellinger.
How low will gas prices go? The Lundberg survey says the average nationwide price of regular gas is at a four-year low, $2.72 a gallon. Gas prices are being pressured by falling crude oil prices, increasing supplies, and the rising dollar. We may be hearing about a big deal in the pharmaceutical sector. The Wall Street Journal and other news organizations report Merck & Company is close to an agreement to acquire the antibiotics maker Cubist. Merck could pay more than $8 billion. CBS and Dish Network reached a new carriage deal over the weekend. CBS-owned television stations and the company's various networks were blacked out to Dish subscribers for a short time Friday night before a long-running dispute was resolved. Financial terms of the new arrangement were not released. Stock market futures are pointing a little lower as investors prepare for the new week on Wall Street. Jeff Bellinger, Dow Jones Money Report.
It's the holidays, and for the U.S. Postal Service, this is our season for many reasons.
Because we treat every package like it's from our own Aunt Kathy.
Because we have the manpower, the tech power, and the willpower to get the job done.
Because of amazing services like text alerts.
Because we deliver to more people in more places than anyone.
Because through rain, sleet, snow, or whatever else Mother Nature throws at us, we bring our A-game.
When it comes time to ship your gifts, trust the U.S. Postal Service, because this is our season. Priority you. For more info about our services, go to USPS.com.
A Seattle man went to bed with nearly $300,000 in the bank. By morning, it was gone because of some identity thief. Imagine if a thief stole your life savings. No one can stop all identity theft. So here's what you do. Get LifeLock Ultimate Plus. LifeLock Ultimate Plus is the most comprehensive identity theft protection available. So if some thief goes after your life savings, LifeLock's on it before the damage is done. Visit LifeLock.com and use promo code WSJ for 10% off. LifeLock.com. Network does not cover all transactions.
The Dow Jones Report is brought to you by Allen Honda. Allen's got your Honda.
When you think of Texas A&M Athletics on WTAW, think of those businesses who sponsor the games of your favorite team. Businesses like Cornerstone Home Health, Zwirneman Flooring, The Sleep Station, and Tom Light Chevrolet. Here's a big gig'em to these sponsors of Texas A&M Athletics. You're listening to the flagship station for Texas A&M Athletics, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
623, News Talk 1620, WTAW. Today's the 8th of December, special time here at the old radio station. If you want to be a part of My Christmas Angels, you can do that all sorts of ways, but today you can give us a call, 695-9595. Now, that's a different number than when we give stuff away, okay? Because that 695-9595 number is the main number here at the radio station. And there'll be somebody who will answer the phone, and they will, if you want to pledge a certain amount of money, you want to give us the credit card information, and we'll go from there, and obviously we'll get you the receipts and all that. We don't share any of that information with anybody else. But if this is a way that is convenient for you, this morning is the time to do that. 695-9595. Any amount that you would like to give, we would appreciate.
Absolutely.
We got all the angels taken care of. Now and by the way, if you have an angel, we want to remind you that the 10th is the deadline for bringing that wrapped present back.
Wrap and return it.
See, lots of other ways that you can help out, but today we're doing something just special. If you'd like to call in, 695-9595, we'd be glad for you to do that. Best inventions of 2014, we'll be doing those today.
That's exciting.
Best reviewed movies of 2014, we'll be doing those today. Top searches of 2014, we'll have those as well. And the story today of a man in Washington State accused of waiting until his neighbors went on vacation and swapped their furniture for his, or his for theirs. I mean, really? Yeah. And what was your first clue?
Sounds like a high school prank or something.
Well, and okay, how did you know, first of all, that you wanted theirs? Okay. Jeez. Did you? I don't know how long they've lived there. Yeah. Aside from the have you been to their home? The problem is, have they been to yours? And how was this all found out? Is it across the street? Is it down the street? I mean, unfortunately, just a two-line story that has certainly interesting ramifications. So we'll see. New documentary claims 99% of Russian athletes are illegally doped. 1% are lying.
No!
1% are lying.
No!
And this is a little odd. It appears that they found a giant swastika at the bottom of a swimming pool.
I saw that.
Yeah. Now, the deal is that it's not against the law. I mean, they're not breaking a law. It happened, though, in Brazil.
Ooh, boys from.
Well, yeah. After investigating, police say the Nazi symbol has been there for 13 years, but they cannot press charges because it's on private property. The property owner says he doesn't publicly advocate Nazi ideas. Oh, well, I feel so much better now.
Yeah, you got to subscribe to the newsletter for that.
That's exactly right. In the town, however, it's about 90% German. And, of course, Brazil has been home to some famous expatriate Nazis. Mm. One of the world's largest Oktoberfest celebrations is held in a nearby city. Now, what does that tell you, okay? When a large Oktoberfest celebration is held in Brazil, just saying they might have brought some of those ideas along.
Sehr gut, ja.
You can help keep a Brazos Valley child warm this winter by donating a new or gently used coat to Chad Jones Coats for Kids Coat Drive, going on now. Coats in sizes for kids aged 5 through 10 can be dropped off at Chad Jones Law Firm, 1009 North Earl Rudder Freeway across the highway from Sam Rayburn, during regular business hours. For additional information, please find Chad Jones Law on Facebook or call 595-5000. Give the children of the Brazos Valley a gift they really need this Christmas. Every coat makes a difference, and yours is much appreciated. Be a part of Chad Jones Coats for Kids Coat Drive.
Hi, I'm Kevin O'Connor, and this is my commentary brought to you by Gun Corps. You've probably heard somebody say that half of all marriages end in divorce. You probably even said it yourself. Well, stop it, because it's not true, and it hasn't been for a while. Now, it was back in the 70s and 80s when divorce rates peaked, but they've been going down very quickly ever since. 70% of people who got married in the 90s are still together, and predicted to last until death do they part. That jumps to 75% for people who got married in the 2000s. Why, you might ask, because that was my first question too. Some of the main reasons: marriages are lasting longer because people are waiting longer to get married. Couples are living together before they got married and breaking up only if things didn't work out. And more is focused now on marrying for love and not for money. Very interesting. And that's my commentary brought to you by Gun Corps. Now, the guys have gotten together and decided to do the Gun Corps Guarantee. No matter what it is they sell, except for ammunition, they're going to back it up with the Gun Corps Guarantee. If it breaks, busts, or anything else, they'll act as the liaison between whatever it is you bought and the company you bought it from, and then you don't have to mess with it. And they've got a bunch of really cool stuff in for Christmas as well. In their brand new location on Texas Avenue, right next to Prospectors across from the Kettle, or you can find them online at gun-corps. C-O-R-P-S, gun-corps.com. Increase your survivability. Gun Corps, where practical meets tactical. I'm Kevin O'Connor. Thank you very much for listening.
629, here's our Brazos Valley weather forecast, brought to you by United Roofing and Sheet Metal, home of the Duralast Roof System, world's best roof. Give them a call at 268-ROOF. Go to unitedroofingpros.com. Well, we're going to have kind of a week where it's cool in the morning and, cool in the morning and cool at night. And then during the day, the temps will be okay if you can put up with some north winds out there. Look for a high temperature today, about 64 degrees, up to 67 tomorrow. And then we'll kind of rock along somewhere between 60 and 64 all week long. There's a slight mention of rain in the forecast coming up on Thursday. But aside from that, doesn't look like there'll be any problems as far as the precipitation. Just know that in the evenings, it's going to be down around 40 or so. Right now, the wind chill factor is 43. Humidity is 89%. Winds are from the northeast at 6, and the air temperature is 46.
Hi, this is Debbie with American Lube Centers. Tower Point is celebrating, yes, Christmas, but also our first anniversary. And we want to give everyone the perfect gift, a clean car. Now through December 31st, buy one hand car wash, get one free. Or if you want a complete American Lube Center same-day service detail starting at just $129.95, drop off and pick up. Or make it easy on yourself. Call and we will do it for you. Celebrate now until December 31st. Our gift to your families from all the American Lube Center family. Merry Christmas.
If you're wondering how you might give back this holiday season, perhaps some advice from the daughter of actor Paul Newman will inspire you. I'm Mike Carruthers with something you should know. Coming up, here's a sobering fact to consider. When asked at the end of their lives what older people regret, they more often say they regret having not done something more than they regret something they did that failed. Why do you suppose that is? I'm Mike Carruthers, and I believe it's because every one of us wants to succeed at something, many things. But those things, those secret goals you have, are easy to put off until later. but later never comes, and you wind up regretting what you didn't do. That's why I started a new website I'd like you to check out called the Success Mint at SuccessMint.com. That's SuccessMint.com. There, you'll find free information, videos, and podcasts all about success and how you can be more successful. It's a new website. I just started it, and I'd love to have you come check it out. Again, it's all free and all to help you succeed at whatever you want to do in work, life, and wealth. SuccessMint.com. Check it out now. SuccessMint.com. A service of Strand Media. Many families have a holiday tradition of giving back this time of year, whether it's giving money or volunteering.
I think that giving back makes you feel whole. And I'm very blessed that my family made it a tradition.
Clea Newman, Senior Director of Special Initiatives at Serious Fun Children's Network, is also the daughter of Paul Newman.
I think he felt that he was very lucky that he was born with blue eyes and he was a very handsome man, but he didn't feel like making films was enough. I think that when you truly feel lucky like that, you want to give back.
Clea says she learned the benefits of giving back at a very young age.
I remember my mother sitting down with me and saying, you know, if you're having not such a good day, then you should think about giving to others who are truly less fortunate, because it'll make you feel better. And it did. And so it became part of my day-in, day-out behavior.
Clea encourages everyone to find a way to give of themselves this holiday season.
Find a cause that you and your family feels passionate about. Do a tiny bit of research. It's so easy now. Do you love animals? Do you love children? Are you interested in the environment? And then, as a parent, set a good example.
Clea's organization is always looking for help and volunteers for its network of camps for sick children. Go to SeriousFunNetwork.org. I'm Mike Carruthers, and that's something you should know.
WTAW News Time is 6:32. It's 46 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by St. Joseph Health System, the region's leader in expert health care, closer to home. Good morning, I'm Patrick Zeinert. A proposal to require all commercial buildings in Bryan to have alarm systems monitored by alarm companies will be studied by the fire department. During initial discussion at the last city council meeting, Fire Marshal Mark McFerrin says it would have made a difference in the response time to last year's deadly fire at the Knights of Columbus Hall.
If something like this was installed in the KC Hall, there's a good possibility that we would have
faster had response
early, right, notification.
But McFerrin also expressed concerns of the cost to building owners.
What are we going to do with our vacant buildings? Dealing with 40-year-old vacant buildings, are we going to require power to be restored to these buildings to install the alarm panels?
The proposal was submitted by Councilman Mike Sutherland.
I didn't say do it. I said look at it. The recommendation is to look at it, come up with the ordinance, recommended ordinance, and to tell us how much it's going to cost. And I'm disappointed that you're trying to kill it right now. You know, I know there's a lot of downside to it, but there's no downside compared to what happened in that KC Hall. There's nothing worse than that.
All commercial buildings in Bryan, vacant as well as occupied, will be part of the study that is expected to take until next summer to complete. Union Pacific Railroad and Brazos County officials have proposed closing two railroad crossings as part of building a parallel line along Welburn Road, south of College Station. You have an opportunity to see details and offer your opinion this evening. According to a public hearing notice from the county, crossings would be closed at Wade Road and Straub Road, and a new crossing would be built along with the installation of traffic signals at Welburn Road and Greens Prairie Trail. The public hearing will be held at the Brazos Center starting at 5:30. A few more details have been announced about the upcoming implosion of the west side of Kyle Field. The Texas A&M University System has not given a specific time when it will happen, but on December 21st, several roads will be closed between 5 a.m. and noon. Online at WTAW.com, you can download a map and read a news release where public parking is available and where spectators can and cannot gather. System officials have also issued an advisory banning the use of aerial drones over the implosion site. The reorganization in Congress from last month's elections has resulted in more Texans in leadership positions. Congressman Bill Flores of Bryan says it's a reflection of the state's population and its economy.
We've produced, you know, almost 35% of the jobs that have been produced over the last few years. And I think it's important to take that success and be able to use those Texas models in Washington moving forward.
Flores says it's the most influence Texas has had in Washington in at least 10 years.
Texas sort of got put out in Siberia after Dick Armey and Tom DeLay left Congress. and we're just now getting that back. Now, I think it's important that we as Texans use this carefully and not use it boastfully, but use it in a way that makes life better for families and not to toot our own horns.
Flores became part of that transition when he was elected chairman of the Republican Study Committee, and six House committees are chaired by Republicans from Texas. Veteran State Representative Lois Kolkhorst has won a Texas Senate special re-election or special election to replace Comptroller-elect Glenn Hagar in District 18. Unofficial results indicate the Republican from Brenham received 56% of the vote, with all precincts reported on Sunday. The 2015 legislative session begins January 13th. Three recent Brazos County District Court criminal cases resulted in prison sentences.
A College Station man who's been in jail since his arrest 9 months ago has entered a plea agreement on several charges. 27-year-old Douglas Foster II admitted to firing shots outside the Saddlewood Apartments in Bryan. Witnesses reported the intended victim, a 15-year-old who lived at the complex, was not hit. Gunfire hit two cars. Foster was sentenced to a total of 8 years in prison. A Bryan man who was arrested the week before he was scheduled to finish 7 years of probation for drug possession is headed to prison. 27-year-old Zachary Ridgway was ordered to serve 5 years of an originally imposed 10-year sentence. According to court records, Ridgway owed more than $5,000 in fines and fees, and he admitted to stealing a $150 toolbox from a store in College Station last March. A Calvert man has been convicted by a Brazos County District Court jury of attacking a woman and taking her purse outside the Denny's restaurant in College Station last year. The jury sentenced 30-year-old Antarius Ashley to 40 years for the robbery. Victim was taking restaurant money to the bank when she was assaulted and robbed. Police credited capturing Ashley to a bystander for following the getaway car, and the driver of the getaway car who ordered Ashley out, Bill Oliver, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Volunteers are being recruited to resume planting pine tree seedlings at Bastrop State Park to replace what was lost during the wildfires 3 years ago. Park Superintendent Jamie Hackett says since the reforestation effort began, seedlings and other plants have popped up and have become food sources.
Deer have different plants that they prefer to eat. You know, if there's one kind of species, they'll eat it prior to the next one that they prefer, and they kind of go on down the line like that. So typically the plants that the deer prefer to eat will get impacted.
The goal is to plant 500,000 seedlings between now and next February. Individuals, to families, to large groups are invited to volunteer by contacting the Bastrop Park office. The temperature was perfectly average at 55, and the thousands that line University Drive and Texas Avenue welcomed the absence of rain on Sunday as the 88th BCS Christmas Parade took place. The entire winner's list is online at WTAW.com. The grand prize winner was the Brazos County Sheriff's Office. The judge's award went to Holy Cross Lutheran Church, and the award of excellence went to Mathnasium. WTAW News Time is 6:38. It's 46 degrees. This look at news brought to you by St. Joseph Health System. More news coming up at 7 or anytime on our website, WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Zeinert, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Your relationship with your doctor is the foundation of health for you and your family. That's why choosing a doctor you trust, an expert who makes you feel secure and comfortable, one with convenient hours and same-day appointments, is so important and is as close as St. Joseph. Schedule your appointment today by calling 979-774-2121 or register online at st-joseph.org. St. Joseph Physicians, expert care focused on you.
This is Jeff Mirsky with W.E. Gibson Insurance. If someone depends on you financially, chances are you need life insurance. Life insurance provides cash to your family to help meet many important financial needs like funeral expenses, mortgage payments, and college tuition. A top myth about life insurance is that it's not affordable. Give me a call today at 694-1555 and let me show you how affordable a life insurance plan through W.E. Gibson Insurance can be.
Hi, this is Bobby Jenkins with ABC Home and Commercial Services. This is the time of year when rodents are flourishing. That means rats, raccoons, and mice are seeking shelter inside your home. And no matter what kind of rodents you have, ABC can create a plan to get rid of them. We'll close up the openings where they come in and catch any that may be in your home. Plus, all ABC specialists undergo background screening so you can feel comfortable with our team on your property. ABC Home and Commercial Services, specialists for your environment.
For courteous service, just call ABC Home and Commercial Services.
Thanks for calling Toyotathon, our biggest event of the year. This is Jan.
Oh, hi, Jan. We're looking for a new Toyota.
Perfect timing. You can get amazing deals at Toyotathon.
Oh, that sounds great. Now, let me ask you, if we're looking... Kevin, honey, I'm on the phone with Jan from Toyotathon.
No way! You're getting me a new Toyota? Yes! Is it the new Camry?
Well, we do have great deals on the bold new Camry.
Yes! I'm getting a Camry!
Honey, Kevin just got his license. On top of that, we were talking about a Prius and a Tundra.
You can get big savings on a fuel-efficient Prius or a tough, rugged Tundra.
Please say the Prius is for me and not Kevin.
Have you thought about a stylish and dependable Corolla?
Can we get a deal?
You bet.
Toyota-thon is on. Lease a new 2015 Camry LE for just $199 a month for 24 months with $1,999 due at signing. Toyota, let's go places. Visit gstoffers.com for details. Offers available in select states ends 1/5/15.
Good morning, Brazos Valley weather forecast brought to you by Anchor Foundation Repair. Fix your foundation the right way with Brazos Valley's leader in foundation repair for over 29 years. Go to anchorfoundationrepair.net.
High pressure will take control of the weather this week. Any cloudiness this morning will eventually give way to sunshine. We're going to be up to about 60 to 65 today. It'll be clear overnight, lows near 45. Mostly sunny day tomorrow, temperatures approaching 65 during the afternoon. Clear tomorrow night, lows will be 45 to 50. During the day Wednesday, we'll see more in the way of sunshine. Temperatures Wednesday around 65. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Everyone was attacking and everyone was doing their job.
That's Jordan Green from the A&M men's basketball team. We'll have more on that. Aggies going bowling in Memphis, plus Aggies losing a coach and recruiting coordinator. Head to KU. We'll have all that and more in sports, and we'll do it for you coming up about 12 minutes from now, give or take.
And they may not be done. There could be others.
Oh, I'm sure.
Yeah, just see. It's that time of year.
Yep. It's the silly season.
I'm thinking if you're a recruit and you have a chance to go to a Big 12 school or you have a chance to go to anything other than a Mid-America conference school, based on the way that they put those big bowls together, it sounds like the Big 12 doesn't have a seat at the table.
No.
Pretty interesting. And Texas, TCU went to bed at at number three, and they woke up in the morning at number six,
yeah.
And they won. How the hell did that happen?
Yeah, let's fix the bowl problem that we've had for years by having a playoff, and then completely screw it up.
Well, okay. You know, we weren't in that conversation, so locally here, so it really doesn't matter that much. But I do know a TCU guy I'm going to call today.
And go neener, neener, neener.
No.
Yeah,
just
like you wouldn't do that.
Because, no, I like TCU. I really
do.
Too. I think, they
have a good program.
Somehow, some way, somebody in the Big Ten said, we're going to be there. We're going to sit in. We have too many media markets. You have to let us in. That plus the fact that Wisconsin decided they didn't want to scratch on Saturday night, so. Hey, Rush was on the Fox News Sunday show with Chris Wallace yesterday.
Oh, was he?
He was. Yeah, very good.
Jinx.
Spent about 15 minutes there. Insisted that the president could do a lot more to calm racial tension in the wake of the deaths of Eric Garner and Michael Brown. Calling the president a great orator, he said, if he wants to, he can inspire. Rush added that the rise of grievance politics is ripping our fabric apart, that too many people profiting off this strife. But when asked about racism in the United States, Rush said, I don't think things are perfect and rosy in America, but you would think it's 200 years ago. Yeah. Look, racism...
No, he's right.
I don't know about 200 years ago, but here's the deal, and I know it is... Cornell William Brooks's job. He is the president of the NAACP. He talked about this, the killings of these two young men, and he said, we have to change the model of policing. He said, so in other words, we have police fulfilling the role or serving a role as an occupying army as opposed to using a community policing model. That's where we have to go. The election of Barack Obama may speak to our capacity as a nation to look beyond race. It does not necessarily speak to the reality of race in this country. Racism is alive and well. What Mr. Brooks needs to understand is racism will always be alive and well. Always. Because there will always be a group who wants to stand up on top of somebody else, who wants to lord over somebody else.
Ask the Jewish people.
It doesn't matter. No, it's all over the world.
Sure.
It's not going to go away. And if he thinks his job is to end racism, or if he thinks the United States' job is to end racism, about as easy as bringing peace to the Middle East. Okay, it's not going to happen.
But his point of the militarization of police forces across the U.S. is valid.
Without a doubt, it's valid. The response as far as men and materiel, personnel, the way that they're armed, the way that they feel like they must protect themselves against those people who do have a right to be dissatisfied. And obviously, you know, we're three white guys, okay?
Sure.
Who basically have jobs and families and pay taxes and stuff like that, okay? We don't depend on the government for any kind of assistance. We haven't been raised up in a world where we believe that people owed us something. And there are a number of people on various levels who believe that way.
Oh, Sharpton.
And so as a result, they believe that the system is out to... having a problem in it.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
They believe that the system owes them something.
Cause it for me.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah. Oh, we can go on.
I'll stop now.
Anyhow.
And that's a good perspective, too. I mean, it's good to know that we have a different perspective,
right,
and they have a different perspective. But there are, that's why I really work to get to fundamental truths, or at least strongly held values. Mm-hmm. Whenever talking about these, you can discuss the finer points of any given case on any given day, and just run yourself into the ground, run yourself in circles, trying to figure out the ins and outs of it. But when you say, "Look, life and liberty over just about anything else," you start there, and let's figure out where we go.
Yeah. And now, you got to say, there are bad law officers, there are mean law officers,
certainly,
there are racist law officers. There are law officers that use their badge and their lethal force in ways they should not do.
Full stop, and it doesn't matter what color they are.
Yeah, right. Oh, exactly right. And the police department doesn't want that stuff going on.
No.
Sheriff's departments do not want that going on.
Who is their mission statement says to single out and offend? And, I mean, just, no, it's ridiculous.
Yeah. Now, that all said, and what Rush said, tonight may be the most important night in Barack Obama's presidency and what he does with it. He will be on the BET networks tonight at 5 o'clock, and he will talk about racial tensions in the United States. What a great opportunity he has.
Bringing a can of gas, I promise.
But he's right. I was listening to Rush the day he said it, and I've heard him replay it probably five times since, because he was right. It was just a few days after the election in 2008, and he said, "Mark my word, race relations will not improve under this president." And he was right. He wanted them to, Rush did, but he knew it would not happen the way he was a community agitator.
Bloomberg's politics poll shows that a slim majority, 53%, believe race relations have gotten worse since President Obama took office in 2009. 36% say relations have stayed the same. Only 9% say they have gotten better. Among blacks in America, 45% say race relations have gotten worse. 56% of white people think the situation has deteriorated. So that certainly proves out what Rush has said, and we've said here, along with any number of people.
Oh, most certainly.
What a grand opportunity this man had, and
that has been frittered away.
This may end up being his legacy. This may end up being the legacy that, of course, he wishes he didn't have. All right, it's 11-2.
December may be the last month of the year, but at Rattler's Convenience Store, there's always a ton of goodies with everyday low prices. This month features a breakfast special. Buy any small coffee for only 25 cents with the purchase of any breakfast item. Don't forget lunch. Check out their hot dogs for only 50 cents when you use your Rattler's reward card. Going home from a hard day's work? Stop in at Rattler's and pick up a 24-pack of any of the fine families of beers from Bud, Miller, or Coors. Rattler's is now accepting job applications at rattlersstores.com. Rattlers, clean, friendly, Texan.
Hi, this is Neil Sperry, and I'll be back with today's Plant Talk Texas right after a word from our sponsor and friends at Producers.
For more than 70 years, farmers and ranchers have depended on Producers Cooperative for quality agricultural products and services. From a full line of livestock feeds, planting seed and fertilizers, fuel and lubricants, farm and ranch equipment and supplies, you'll find it all at Producers. High performance products, quality service, outstanding results since 1943. Producers on Texas Avenue. Avenue north of Highway 21 in Bryan, or call 979-778-6000. No membership necessary to purchase.
Our houses probably aren't going to crumble around us, but their foundations have certainly faced their share of challenges recently. So what can a gardener do to preserve the concrete stability without sacrificing good landscaping? Trees get a lot more blame than they ought to, specifically tree roots. However, before I step out of that fragile limb and go too far, let me admit that I'm no structural engineer. It would seem, however, at least to this one plant man, very unlikely that the roots of a tree whose trunk is 25 or 30 feet from a concrete slab would ever be able to do any damage to the slab. Slab wins every time. The truth about tree roots. The rest of the truth right after this important message. It's the perfect Christmas gift. Neil Sperry's Lone Star Gardening. I self-published my new book so I could have the book I've always wanted. It's not a revision of my complete guide to Texas gardening. In fact, it's 24 years newer and an entirely new format. 840 photographs and 340 pages. Chapter 1 is the basics of gardening in Texas. Chapter 2 is a monthly calendar 48 pages long of when to plant, prune, fertilize, and spray all your plants. Chapters 3 through 11, trees, shrubs, vines, ground covers, annuals, perennials, lawns, fruit, and vegetables. Only $28.95 plus tax and postage, and you'll be getting a signed copy personalized if you wish. It's not in stores, not on Amazon. Available by calling my office, 800-752-GROW. That's 800-752-4769. Also available from my website, neilsperry.com. Satisfaction guaranteed. There are repair companies, foundation repair companies out there that would have you making all kinds of heroic corrections, from cutting all of the roots on that side of a given tree to taking the tree down entirely. Some even scare clients into taking out all shrubs that grow near the house. That's when you have foundation problems. Whether the roots of those plants are involved in foundation troubles in any way or not, one has to admit the nature of our native soils in much of Texas is the bigger beast in the battle. Many Texas clays get fat when it rains, and they develop big cracks when they're dry. If you live on a sandy soil, maybe you don't know what we're talking about, but it can be really bad. You can turn an ankle or lose a golf ball or both in the same swing in those cracks. Give that soil a 4-inch rain, you'll never see signs of the cracks. All the while, it's like a mini seismic event for your foundation. So back to the question, what's a gardener to do? Well, first, don't sweat the small shrubs. Lay a soaker hose behind them and let it do the sweating for you. It will replenish any water they might suck out from under your foundation. Truth is, that same remedy will also compensate for larger shrubs, too. If you have shade trees with large surface roots, and if those shade trees' trunks are within 10 or 15 feet of the house, you might, I repeat, might make a case for cutting one or two of the most likely problem roots. This is a good time to do that. Fall is even better, but get it done soon if that's what you're going to do. But I'd let an arborist weigh in on it. Carrying that one step farther, if you have a known problem with a tree's roots cracking any type of concrete surface, whether it's your foundation, a walk, a drive, or curb, you can trench on that side of the tree as far from the trunk as possible to a depth of 15 or 18 inches. Install a heavy root barrier available from many nurseries and landscape contractors. You can also use segments of corrugated fiberglass cut and installed vertically within the trench that you dig. That'll keep the roots in place. It's like a wall of a pot. Simply keeping the soil moist is the most important step you can take toward protecting concrete from landscaping plants. It can work. I'm Neil Sperry. Prepare your garden soil soon. It's that time. I'll have details in our next Plant Talk Texas. Until then, happy gardening.
Howdy and good morning, sports fans. I'm Kevin O'Connor with your WTAW Sports, brought to you by Atkinson Toyota. It is 6:54. We'll start you off with a high school football playoff report. Navasota was in an unusual position in that they trailed in any game, going down 14-0 early. They then shut out Henderson the rest of the way and went on to a convincing 34-14 win. The Rattlers semifinal round is against Liberty Hill at Baylor's McLean Stadium Friday at 7 o'clock. Iola fell to Tenaha 35-28. We'll move now to Fighting Texas Aggie football, where they are going bowling yet again for the fourth consecutive year. And the first time in school history, they've strung four in a row. They'll take on the West Virginia Mountaineers in the AutoZone Liberty Bowl. It's the sixth straight season A&M will play in a bowl game, which is also a program first. The game is scheduled for December 29th in Memphis. Kickoff scheduled for 1 o'clock. And, of course, we'll have it on News Talk 1620 WTAW. The Kansas Jayhawks will be getting A&M wide receiver coach and recruiting coordinator David Beatty as their next head coach for the football program. According to Fox Sports Southwest, a press conference is scheduled for 9 o'clock this morning to make the announcement. ESPN's SEC reporter Sam Kahn Jr. has more on Beatty's return to KU.
He relates well with his players. He relates well with recruits, which is key because Kansas is going to have to raise its talent level without a doubt. And I think the fact that he's familiar with Lawrence is huge.
Familiar, Beatty has been at the Jayhawks wideout coach in 2008 and was the co-offensive coordinator there back in 2011. Ohio State will join Alabama, Oregon, and Florida State in the inaugural college football playoff. Number one Crimson Tide will face off against the number four Buckeyes in the All-State Sugar Bowl. And the second-seeded Ducks will face third-seeded Seminoles in the Rose Bowl, both of those games on New Year's Day. Aggie basketball saw Alex Caruso score a season-high 23 points, and A&M overcame a 13-point deficit to run Arizona State out 72-71 on Saturday at Reed. Aggie senior point guard Jordan Green said some of the early slips the Aggies had actually helped them in this game.
You know, those two games that we kind of struggled a little bit two games ago, we weren't sharing the ball, we weren't who we were. So we got our assists up a little bit, but we also everyone was attacking and everyone was doing their job. So it was great because everyone's smiling, everyone's having a good time.
Gents are in Waco Tuesday for another Battle of the Brazos. Pregame set for 7:30 and the tip-off is at 8 on Newstalk 1620 WTAW. Number 5 Texas A&M women's basketball improved to 9-0 for just the second time in school history. The first time was back in 08-09. They had a 82-71 win over TCU at the University Rec Center in Fort Worth over the weekend. Number 5 Texas A&M's soccer historic run in the 2014 campaign came to a close with a 3-1 loss to the number 4 Virginia Cavaliers in the College Cup semifinals Friday evening. Head coach G. Guerrieri said that it was just the tip of the iceberg for these ladies, though.
It's been a fantastic run this year. It's great being in this event. We'll be back and expecting more out of ourselves, looking at these players as the example of how they got here and what we need to do to make that next step to a national championship game.
This A&M seniors class ended their career with a school record 75 wins. Hop over to the NFL. We're heading into Sunday's game. The Texans needed to get a win in Jacksonville and have a loss somewhere else in order to have a chance. Well, they got the latter accomplished in that they actually beat the Jags 27-13. And J.J. Watt knows the Texans still have a shot, though, at some postseason action.
It's not where you picture yourself when you start the year, but I think where we are right now, it's two games in a row. We're in a must-win situation as we go forward here, obviously, and we've done it twice, and we need to continue to do it as we go forward, and then you let the chips fall where they may. But right now we know that the only thing we can control is winning each week, so we need to go on the road and try and get a big one this week.
Houston controls their own destiny as they are in Indy Sunday at noon. The Cowboys beat the Bears on Thursday night. They'll play in Philadelphia this coming Sunday. Kickoff for that game is at 7:30. And we'll wrap it up in the NBA, where the Phoenix Suns beat Dallas 118-106. Nick Johnson scored with under a second left to help Houston win in overtime over the Minnesota Timberwolves 114-112. And the Spurs got a triple-double from Tim Duncan to lead them past the Grizzlies 107-101. And that has been a look at your sports, brought to you by Atkinson Toyota in Madisonville and Bryan, helping folks in the Brazos Valley go places. I'm Kevin O'Connor on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Bring Messina Hoff home for the holidays. Come visit us at the winery, and we can help you select your holiday wine and gifts. This year, make it Messina Hoff.
Razor, Ranger, Sportsman, Ace at Polaris Fun Center. There's a Polaris to match your passion on sale for the holidays with financing as low as 2.99% on every new machine. Step up to a 2015 Ranger XP900 and get a free 2-year extended service contract. Or grab an all-new 50-inch Razor 900 or 60-inch Razor S900 at Polaris Fun Center. Polaris Fun Center carries Yeti coolers and rigid LED light bars and flashlights. Polaris Fun Center, 1.5 miles north of Villa Maria on Texas Avenue, where they sell fun, not tractors.
If you want to be a part of our Christmas Angels program, of course, all the angels are gone from the Blue Baker locations off the trees themselves, and you can't really get one online, but what you can do is you can pledge this morning, 695-9595, 695-9595. That's our regular office number. There are people who are answering the phones right now if you'd like to be a part of the Christmas Angels program. Remember, if you did pick up an angel, we need you to wrap and return that gift by the 10th. Here's a Brazos Valley weather forecast brought to you by United Roofing and Sheet Metal. Look for a high temperature today, about 65 or so, 43 tonight, around 68 tomorrow, and then we'll probably be in the lower 60s for the balance of the week. Chance of rain starting on Thursday night at 20%. It's 46 right now. Chill factor is 43. 7 o'clock, WTAW, College Station, Bryan.